Hi, my name is Ken Pataki. I'm a holistic counselor and coach, and you can learn more about me on my website, www.phoenixway.net. Today I'd like to introduce you to a practice I've been using for the past several years in my yoga classes as a guided meditation, bringing deep peace and greater self-acceptance and healing. This practice shares something in common with a technique called heart coherence developed by the Institute of Heart Math. This meditation is ideally done in a quiet, private space, but that is not a requirement. In fact, the practice can be used to recenter yourself when you're feeling upset, to help you deal with the conflict that's currently happening, or even to help you make an important decision. The purpose of this technique is to bring more awareness to how you're feeling in your body, and also emotionally to allow your brain and thoughts to come back into coherence or synchronicity with your feelings and your body. This technique will allow you to overcome the fight or flight response and transfer control back to your parasympathetic nervous system, returning your mind, heart, and body to a state of calm and peace. So if possible, move yourself now to a quiet private space where you're comfortable and won't be disturbed for 15 or 20 minutes. Ideally, you'd be sitting down or lying back in a relaxed state for this meditation. If it's comfortable for you, I invite you to close your eyes so you can turn your attention inwards to what's going on inside your body. Allow yourself to focus on your breathing. Bring your attention to your breath as it comes in and out of your nostrils. You may notice that your breath is cooler on the in-breath and slightly warmer and more moist on the out-breath. After a few breaths, on your next in-breath, allow your breath to come deeply down your throat, past your chest, and into your lower abdominal or belly area, near your navel. Allow your belly muscles to relax as you expand that area like a balloon, experimenting with how it feels to fully expand your belly. Release any anxiety about your appearance. No one is observing you at this time. To feel more connected to this movement, while moving your belly in and out or up and down if you're lying back, gently place a hand over the navel area and focus on the feeling of your hand moving up and down as you breathe. After three or four of these breaths, notice that you can allow your breath to become even deeper and slower by pausing for a second or two at the end of your in-breath and also at the end of your out-breath. Notice how pleasant and relaxing it feels to pause your breath on either end of the cycle, and how your breath actually becomes a four-part process, starting with the in-breath, then the pause, then the out-breath, then another pause. Now, allowing yourself to keep a small amount of background attention and focus on the deep, slow, relaxing breathing process in your abdomen, bring your main attention to the chest and heart area. Feel your breath as it moves through this area, both on the in-breath and the out-breath. Notice how this area feels. If you feel any tightness or constriction here, allow your chest area to relax and open. Now imagine that when you're breathing in, your breath is filled with a warm, golden, healing light. As you breathe in fully to your body and your belly expands with your in-breath, imagine that golden light, that warm, golden, healing light is bathing your chest and heart with a healing energy, love, and openness. Imagine that each in-breath brings your heart everything that it needs to function, to thrive, to grow, to love deeply and passionately. Imagine that not just oxygen, but actual particles of energy, of life, of love, are breathing in and surrounding your heart, bathing it in health and healing. And imagine during every out-breath, everything that your heart doesn't need any longer is taken and gently removed from your heart, body, mind, and soul. Every kind of suffering, pain, resentment, spite, anger, all of this is able to be released and let go and removed. Allow all of your suffering to be channeled here and released. As your mind lets go, focusing only on the heart area, allow everything you don't need to exit with the out-breath, deeply and slowly washing the heart with the out-breath, releasing and letting go of what you don't any longer need. So now, after several moments of this heart coherence, allow yourself to notice one area in your life where you can feel a sense of gratitude. Allow yourself to picture a person, place, or thing that makes you feel a deep and genuine sense of gratitude. You may feel this gratitude because this place brings you a sense of peace and wholeness, or makes you feel close to nature. You may feel gratitude because a particular person brings you love, caring, support, and encouragement. Allow yourself to see that person's face, or see yourself together with that person doing something you both enjoy. Allow yourself to see yourself in your favorite comfortable place. Imagine it now. See it. Smell it. Hear it. Feel it. As much as possible, connect this feeling of gratitude with a real person, place, or thing rather than just a concept. A memory of something that happened in the past is also a good opportunity to find and feel your gratitude. As you begin to let yourself feel gratitude, again focus on the chest area, breathing in and out through this area into your belly, but still feeling the heart energized, warm, alive, and well. Allow this warm, relaxing feeling, this feeling of health, gratitude, and love to spread out gradually from your heart in all directions, up your neck and into your head, bathing your brain and eyes and sense organs, your mouth, throat, tongue, ears, and scalp. Allow it to move out to your shoulders and down your arms, all the way to your hands and fingertips. Allow that warm, golden, healing, loving gratitude to move its way down your chest and back to your internal organs, which are so important to keep you alive and thriving. Down through your hips and pelvis and organs to your pelvic area, oftentimes a source of suffering, of having either too much or too little. Allowing that loving golden light now to move down your legs to your knees and calves, feet and toes, so that now your whole body is glowing, warm, and vibrantly alive. Now gently allow your attention to drift back to your face. Perhaps you can allow your eyes to relax, to sit calmly back in their sockets, and your jaw and your throat. And notice if you can make a small shift and allow the corners of your mouth to relax into a gentle half smile. Perhaps you may notice you have already done so. Notice how the half smile relaxes your entire face and flows through your heart and body, and again serves to shift your perspective toward one of peace, gratitude, and acceptance of yourself, right here, right now, in this body, in this place, in this moment. Notice that really there's no place you need to be other than right here. And there's no one you need to be other than yourself, the way you are right now. It is good to grow and change, but it is also good to be happy and to love ourselves as we are in the present moment. Because the present moment is all there ever is. The past is gone and the future hasn't happened yet. Neither is real. Life is not so much about the destination as it is about the journey, the quality of how we choose to live and experience each moment, either in coherence or chaos. Allow yourself now to just enjoy a few moments of deep breathing, feeling calm, relaxed, peaceful, and grateful in your body, in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit or soul. now it's time to return, slowly and gradually, to being fully connected to your surroundings. Taking a deep breath in, begin to notice where you are, hearing the sounds around you, feeling any sensations around you, noticing where you are. Begin to gently move your fingers and toes. Maybe you might slowly move your head back and forth gently. Notice the chair or couch or bed or floor underneath you and the contact that your body has with it. As you prepare to come back to full conscious awareness, you may find that you are more comfortable and relaxed than you were before. Know that you can always return again to this place of peace, love, gratitude, and wholeness just by practicing this meditation. Feel free to listen to this recording as often as you need to. It would be a great practice to use to start your day or perhaps to end your day and help you fall asleep. Again, it can be used during any moments where you feel conflict or anxiety or anger or any disturbance and you want to help reconnect your mind and body and feel more peaceful. Slowly returning now to the present moment, allow yourself to open your eyes gently and sit for a moment, noticing your surroundings. You may want to slowly move or stretch and take your time getting up and transitioning to the next activity, allowing yourself to slowly integrate to your surroundings and not trying to rush. See how long you can hold on to this feeling of heart coherence, of having your mind, heart, and body aligned and focused on the same goals, which always amount to loving and accepting yourself exactly as you are. Thank you for spending time with me today, practicing heart coherence. Namaste.